please. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare,
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama
Hey, Jai Gopal!
Hare
Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare,
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Jaya Prabhupada, Jaya Prabhupada, Jaya Prabhupada, Srila Prabhupada. Jaya Prabhupada, Jaya Prabhupada, Prabhupada, Jaya Prabhupada. Jaya Prabhupada, Jaya Prabhupada, Prabhupada, Jaya Prabhupada. Jaya Prabhupada ki jai. Hare Krishna. Thank you, thank you, thank you. My dear devotees, to introduce this katha, I first seek shelter at the lotus feet of my holy master, Srila Prabhupada. There's a reason, because today we will hear about what is required really to enter Vrindavan Dham. And we will hear a most fascinating katha based mostly on the very rare scripture Narada Purana. So please join me in requesting the mercy of Srila Prabhupada. Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Shrimate Bhakti Vedanta Saminiti Namine Namaste Sarasvate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paskatyade Satarine He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dinabandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Rara Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanusute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shivashari Gaur Bhaktavinda You cannot just buy a ticket to go to Vrindavan. The process of going to Vrindavan is shown to us by Akrura, who upon reaching Vrindavan exclaimed as he looked into the dust, "These are the footprints of my master," and forgetting the fear which he had because he was a minister of Kamsa and Kamsa's spy were everywhere. He forgot the fear which he had of Kamsa, who would know that he would bow down to his enemy Krishna. Akrura jumped from his chariot into the dust of Vrindavan and paid his obeisances to Krishna and Balaram's lotus feet, footprints in the dust. My dear devotees, we have all heard this. Your Parigram guides must have told it to you. But there is something which at least I needed to learn. See, Akrura could see the transcendental Vrindavan. When he entered Vrindavan, he saw the cows and the calves and the cowherd men saying, "Bring this, milk this cow," and so on. And therefore he also was able to see the footprint of Krishna in the dust. But when we go there with our material eyes, we cannot see the footprints of Krishna in the dust of Vrindavan. We can see it at special places, at some mountains and so on. There we can see the footprints. My dear devotees, Vrindavan is an open mystery. Only if Vrindavan is merciful to you, does it open its closed doors and allow you entry. Therefore, Vrindavan cannot be entered without the mercy of five powerful threshold guardians. This word threshold guardian comes from the mystical literature of mankind. It means that between the spiritual or the mystical dimension, there is one threshold which you need to cross if you want to enter the spiritual domain. And this threshold is typically guarded by so-called threshold guardians. This is well known for those of you who look at mystical movies, because it has been depicted there as well, I'm informed. But what I know about this is from my previous readings there, and also from my readings in Vaishnava literature. Who is the first threshold guardian which you must please to enter Vrindavan? I couldn't acoustically hear you. Lord Shiva is one of them. He resides near the banks of the Yamuna as Gopishvara. Then there is Purnamasi. Then there is the Yamuna. Okay, there's three. Then there is the Brajaraj, the dust of Vrindavan. That's what Akrura did. Just to make sure that he would meet Krishna, he rolled himself in the dust of Vrindavan. That's totally authorized if you don't do it for your post on Instagram or so that people see how cool you are. If you do it in a devotional mood, that's very, very good. And we know some devotees who regularly do this and beg for entry into Vrindavan. And the fifth, and most probably the most prominent threshold guardian, is a beautiful lady who communicates with the world of Vrindavan through thousands of parrots. She owns this parrot messenger service. She arranges everything, and her name is
Vrinda Devi.
If you pay close attention to things like a morning program, you will find out that every morning you sing a song to her. And if you look at the translations, you will find that in the song appears one particular line that, please bless me, that with these very eyes I can see the divine pastimes of Radha and Krishna. Threshold guardians who help us enter the spiritual Vrindavan. I'm speaking of the Vrindavan you cannot find on Loi Bazaar, and not even in the restaurant in the MTV building. What is it? And not MTV. What is the other word? MVT building. Yes! That Vrindavan is waiting beyond the places where human beings gather to fulfill their various types of appetites. This real Vrindavan is waiting for those who have recognized, I have one hunger, one longing, I want to come to Radha and Krishna. But you need to be ushered in this realm. Even my dear devotees, listen to this katha. Narada Muni can't reach the transcendental Vrindavan. Once Narada Muni approached Lord Shiva at the bank of the Yamuna. Mahadev was sitting deeply absorbed in meditation. Gokula, you need to tune the sita a little bit down so that the relation's there. He was totally focused. And he had one desire, to enter the pastimes of Radha and Krishna. Narada Muni came. He threw his obeisances to Lord Shiva. He threw himself down in his obeisances. And he said, "Oh Shiva, one moment. Please come out of your meditation. I am your disciple. I want to enter the pastimes which take place here in the unearthly, supramundane Vrindavan." And Shiva knew, Narada Muni is my disciple, I'm duty bound to help him. So he came out of his meditation and he said, "Narada Muni, I'm still performing austerities to witness the pastimes of Radha and Krishna as they take place in the uppercut Vrindavan, but I have not yet been successful." We learned one of these mornings that one of the languages of love is that although you have love of Godhead and you see everything, you feel yourself so dean, so fallen, that you think you don't have it. My dear devotees, be careful with all of those devotees who say, "I'm self-realized, I see the divine pastimes, I have realized my spiritual form." If they have them, will not talk about it like this, but they will say, "Mercy, Kripa, Kripa Kuro." "But I know one thing," said Shiva. "The one who can easily give you entrance, the one personality whom you must meet is
Vrindadevi,
yes. Where can I find her? Meet her in Brahmakund. The Brahmakund, my dear devotees, is definitely a place worthwhile visiting." So Narada Muni made his way to Brahmakund, asking some Brijbasis, "Please help me, please help me meet Vrindadevi." The Brijbasis looked at this great saint who had his Veena, who is the origin of the Sita, there, and directed him. And when he arrived at Brahmakund, he saw a divine personality. My dear devotees, Vrindadevi's body was emanating rays of an unearthly light. She was actually emanating love. This is when we hear in scripture about how Brijbasis look, the eternal associates I was referring to, they are always described as having an effulgence, and the quality of this effulgence, my dear devotees, is love. And when we come, or when you are blessed to come in some way into their association, you are overwhelmed with this love. So he met Vrindadevi, who was surrounded by gopis, whom she instructed how to make garlands for Radha and Krishna's pastimes, and various tasteful arrangements like fruit salads, but also how to arrange the creepers and kunjas of Vrindavan for that particular pastime that would take place. And when Vrinda Devi gave Narada Muni, for a moment, her darshan, Narada Muni fell down and said, Vrinda Devi, Shiva said I should ask you how I can see the divine pastimes. And Vrinda Devi only said one thing. O saint, O Deva Rishi, it is not so easy to attain Vrindavan Dham, the eternal Vrindavan. But there's one way. You must worship in Vrindavan Dham and try to follow the mood in which the gopis worship Radha and Krishna. And then the scene disappeared. Narada Muni knew as good as nothing. Worship Vrindavan, how do I do this? And then in a particular mood in which the gopis worship the divine couple. But having faith in the words of Vrinda Devi, Narada Muni started to wander around Vrindavan. And eventually, he arrived at the place called Pushpasara. Sara means lake and Pushpa means flowers. It's a lake of flowers because in the surrounding forests, Radha and Krishna and the gopis pick flowers for the pastimes which are later taking place at Radha Kund. Today this lake is known under the name of Kusum Sarova. Yes. When Narada Muni arrived there, he respectfully drank the cool water of the lake and then sat down under a tree of the brilliant lake, which was situated just very close to one of the places where Vrinda Devi has her building. But again, my dear devotees, in the spiritual domain, in the domain which our senses, and at that moment also Narada Muni's senses, could not see. All of a sudden, he was just sitting under the tree and trying to meditate on the mood of the gopis, whatever that meant. Narada Muni saw a group of cowherd boys and cowherd girls walking past him and looking at him. My dear devotees, one side note. When you find the residents of Vrindavan, especially the children, behaving in a way that you do not expect, it could be that the eternal associates have come to you in disguise. Therefore, be always very careful with the children of Vrindavan, although they have a nature to get on your nerves and test your patience. Do not fail the test of tolerance and patience. You could have an eternal associate testing you. As Narada Muni saw the little boys and girls, they seemed to walk and then disappear. And from this he knew they were eternal associates who just passed from the dimension which he could see into the Aprakat Leela. You will see that in Vrindavan, if you watch very carefully, you will see a person walking before you and whoop, he is gone. You, Jai Gopal has also seen. So Narada Muni knew there is a place they are going. And from my previous darshan, I know it must be Vrinda Devi's place, and she talks to these associates to make various tasteful arrangements for the pastime. So Narada Muni sat for 3 hours praying and praying and praying, and then went into the direction where everyone had gone before. And lo and behold, he saw Vrinda Devi in deep meditation. He stood before Vrinda Devi, and all of a sudden she opened her eyes. Can you imagine how ecstatic he felt? Can you even imagine, I think we can, how someone feels who's directly looked at by the eyes of Vrinda Devi? The eyes are always described as lotus eyes, they're very big. So she opens her big eyes and looks at Narada. Narada is overcome with a surge of ecstasy. Vrinda Devi offered a seat to her guest, and Narada Muni sat down. Vrinda Devi looked at Narada Muni, and she understood that the best of sages wanted to see the confidential pastimes of Radha and Krishna. And she immediately came to the point. She said, "You have a problem, Narada Muni. And because of this problem, you cannot see Radha and Krishna. You identify with your body. You think you are Narada Muni. But you require another body to go into the spiritual domain of Vrindavan. Therefore, my dear devotees, we are asked to chant each morning for the blessings to enter the to be allowed in Vrindavan. We will read for the third verse, please. Mora e Abilas. We will sing it actually. Everybody. Desire that you grant me residence in the pleasure groves of Vrindavan, Vrinda Devi. Only if you grant me residence, will my eyes always behold the abundant beauty of the divine couple. Nevedana daro sakira nugata karo. O Tulsi, O Vrinda Devi, please accept this heartfelt prayer and make me a follower of the cowherd damsels of Braj. Give me the qualification to perform devotional service and make me your own maidservant. O Dina Naradamuni. This is speculation, I'm sorry. Krishna. So these are the prayers. Prayers to have spiritual wishes fulfilled. These prayers are directed to one of the threshold gardens, perhaps the most merciful or approachable, Vrinda Devi, who has entered the human civilization, our society, in the form of a plant. When my biological father saw me bowing down in Tulasi Puja to a plant, he said, "I thought you don't take drugs." And I said, no, you got it right. This is a goddess. Vrinda Devi, who takes this form to appear for our benefit. It needed 40 years for my father to recuperate from the shock. But that is what is transcendence. It is not conceivable with the mind. Today I spoke with one professor, and we both were happy to agree that the material mind can't capture these things. So yes, continue your Tulsi Puja and you will understand she is a goddess who can grant you many things, starting from a 5-year visa to everything else that is perhaps much more important than a visa. She can give you a real visa, a spiritual visa, by giving you the transcendental qualifications to enter the divine pastimes. The second problem you have, said Vrinda Devi, your mood is not correct. You are technically in Dasya Bhav, the mood of a servant of Krishna. The prayer of a devotee who is in Dasya Bhav is very nicely described in the Bhagavatam. And because it's so nice, all rasas, parents, Madhurya rasa, Sakya rasa, everyone is considering themselves a servant. So it's very nice if we chant this.
Aretava padaika mula, Aretava padaika mula, dasanu daso bavitas mi buya.
Dasanu daso bavitas mi buya.
Manas madeta supate gunangste. Tava karma karoti kaya.
Vini tava karma karoti kaya.
This is a verse which explains the essence of devotional life. One must first become a servant of the servant of the servants of the Lord. So here is the translation. O my Lord, O Supreme Personality of Godhead. This is a prayer of a devotee who wants to return back to Godhead. Will I again be able to be a servant of your eternal servants who find shelter only at your lotus feet? And what will he do there? You know, it is now explained. He will engage body, mind, and speech in the loving service. O Lord of my life, may I again become their servant so that my mind may always think of your transcendental attributes, my words always glorify those attributes, and my body always engage in the loving service of your Lordship. My dear devotees, this is the mood in the spiritual world. There is a prayer which says, with my mind I will not think of anything else than you. With my words I will not talk about anyone else than you. And with my body I will not do anything else but the service to your lotus feet. However, my dear devotees, this mood of Dasa is expressed differently in the different rasas. And if you want to see, if someone wants to see the confidential pastimes of Radha and Krishna, the bhava must be that of the gopi servants of the Lord. No? So you have a problem. You identify with your present body, Narada Muni, says Vrinda Devi, and you don't have the proper mood for this. You need a sadhana, a spiritual practice. So, Narada Muni was in agreement. And then Vrinda Devi called for her friend Madhavi. Can we please all say this, a very important name of this personality, Madhavi.
Madhavi.
Yes, very good. And she said to Madhavi. Madhavi took Narada Muni to the lake. What is the name of the lake? Kusum Sarova, in our modern language, Pushpasara at that time. And Madhavi asked Narada Muni, go and face the northwest. So he went to the northwestern corner. You can visit this corner in Pushpasara. And he went into the lake. I don't know if he went like this, like the devotees do nowadays. He plunged himself into the lake, praying intensely, I have this desire. And when he came out of the water and looked down upon himself, he was astonished to find out he was no longer in the body of a Narada Muni. He was in a female gopi body, and her name Madhavi informed her was, your name is Naradi. Yes. So, new name, new identity, so on. Naradi, that is Narada Muni in his female form, had a very beautiful body now, and felt very ecstatic because together with this body came the right mood, the feelings, the, as we say in English, the attitude, the right attitude, the internal disposition. Everything became known to this Naradi, who now was extremely eager to see Radha and Krishna. As the eagerness, increased, she saw a similarly extremely beautiful young girl who gestured him to come closer. And as Naradi came closer, she was taken to a room in the forest. It was, you know, a kunja. It was formed by trees. It had a beautiful color and atmosphere. And there, in that particular kunja of forest house, you could say, built by these kalpa vriksha trees, Naradi saw the most beautiful cowherd women headed by Vishakha. And the same maidservant, you must know there are different rooms. There is a kunja. That kunja is like an outside room. But then there is a nikunja, which has altogether 8 windows that are covered with creepers. So if you want to look into them, you will have to look through the creepers. Why is it so confidential? Why is it the room within the room or next to the room? This Nikunja room is a room where only Radha and Krishna are there, engaging in their confidential pastimes. And at times, the manjaris, the very small girls like Naradi, that small girl body, are allowed. So Naradi went in there, and there, after bowing down to the Lord, Naradi came very bashfully closer, and Lord Krishna, who was there with Radha, greeted Naradi affectionately, and Naradi could see pastimes which our human tongue cannot easily talk about, which our human mind cannot fathom, and therefore I will refrain from talking about these pastimes about which Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, my pen stops here, I cannot write any further about these confidential pastimes. So after a certain time, we could call it poetically a moment in eternity, as a long, long time, the Lord dismissed Narada Muni, who then returned to the lake. What was the lake? Or Pushpasara, and there Madhavi was waiting and said, you saw what you desired to see, O saint. Now take again your bath. And Narada plunged into the water, overcome with feelings. He could only follow. And as he came out of the water, he was back in the form of Narada Muni with his veena and all. Hare Krishna. Narada had one desire. He wanted to stay at that place. And there is a place nearby which was allocated to him. It's the Narada Kund, which devotees today can visit and which you will see here. Here's one sadhu, I will show you his house in a moment, who performs perhaps the same sadhana as Narada Muni did, thinking about the pastimes of Radha and Krishna, and thinking of the particular pastimes which is only possible by the help of the gopis. This is where the Narada Kund. Isn't it beautiful? It's a little overcast, but it looks very beautiful. And this is where he lives. Perhaps we are a little closer, or can we go close? No, not. It's in a mosquito tent. This sadhu has only one desire, to follow in the footsteps of Narada Muni, and therefore he doesn't need no education, he doesn't need no house, he is very satisfied. In that place, you will find a beautiful deity of Narada Muni. Can you see it with your eyes? Lalita Madhava, can you see the good instrument, the veena? Yes. And next to him, you find the sweet forms of Radha and Krishna, the forms which Narada Muni saw. We have a close-up of this beautiful deities, which we... this is the close-up. Yes. So this is the place where Narada Muni stays eternally. It is the place we hear where Narada instructed Dhruva. There are other opinions of another place in Madhuvan. This is also the place where Narada Muni instructed Kayadhu. Who's Kayadhu? The mother of Prahlad and wife of Hiranyakashipu. And this is the place where Narada Muni wrote his famous work on bhakti. What is the famous work of bhakti, please? Narada Bhakti Sutras. There he says, what is the symptoms of bhakti? When someone has bhakti, he says, he feels profound sadness when he cannot listen to the pastimes of Radha and Krishna. Hare Krishna. This is his definition. There are many definitions about bhakti. Yes. My dear devotees, let us now to close this chant, a beautiful Vrindavan melody. Yes, can we do it a little higher, because yes, I had once a servant, he's still a very good devotee, who asked the bridge Parsis, what's the favorite melody of Radharani? So one Vrishbhasi showed him this melody. I'm not sure if this is... I can't pledge for this. Maybe that was his favorite melody. But you can sing this melody because it is a melody expressing longing. We will see the beautiful deities of Narada Kund, the deities which are made after Narada Muni's darshan. I mean, the idea is This is the darshan. And we will long. Imagine Narada Muni wanders throughout the whole universe. He arrives in Vrindavan and develops this taste. I want to see the pastimes of Radha and Krishna. And after a long, long odyssey, which took many, many, many years, he finally gets the instruction, takes his bath, and then for a moment or for some time takes on a spiritual form where he and a spiritual mood in which he can go to Radha and Krishna. Longing, yearning, that's the idea of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's kirtan. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare
Krishna, Krishna, Krishna. Hare Rama, Rama Rama,
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare,
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama.
A little louder, please. Yes. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare,
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Jai Radhe, Jai Jai Shyam, Jai Jai Shri Vrindavana Radha. Oh, Jai Jai Radhe, Jai Jai Shyam, Jai Jai Shri Vrindavana Radha. Jai Jai Radhe, Jai Jai Shyam, Jai Jai Shri Vrindavana Radha. Oh, Jai Jai Radhe, Jai Jai Shyam, Jai Jai Shri Vrindavana Radha.
And all of us, one last time together. Jai Radhe, Jai Jai Shyam, Jai Jai Shri Vrindavana Radha.
My dear devotees, the Narada Purana has one final chapter, and what you just heard, what we just heard together, is taken from the final chapter It's the conclusion of the whole verb. These are the encouraging words. In all the three worlds, there is nothing difficult to attain for that person who gives up material attachment and resides in Vrindavan. In the holy land of Vrindavan, men, women, monkeys, worms, insects, birds, trees, deer, and mountains, all this utter the names of Radha and Krishna. The lives of those persons who have visited Vrindavan have been rendered fruitful. They deserve the mercy of the Lord. My dear devotees, go to Vrindavan at the next opportunity, and just visiting there means you deserve the mercy of the Lord. That is very good. That's a blessing. Good. We will end this katha. The katha is ended, actually. But we will end this session by again chanting the Jagannathashtakam, because that's what is good to chant in the month of in this month. And I think if you do this, you will get a taste and perhaps take this with you. One moment. Kadat, everyone. Kadate kalindi tata vipina sangita kavado mudabiri nari vadana kamala saranayuno rama shambhu Chito Pado Jagannatha Swami Nayana Patagami Bhavatu Me Bhuje Savaye Veno Shirasi Shikirpe Chankati Pate Tukulam netante sahachara kataksham vidadate sada shrima brinda vanavasati lila parichayo jagannatha swami Nayana Patagami Bhavatume Mahambore Stire Kanakaruchire Nila Shikare Vasanprasaranta Sahajabala Badrena Balina Subhadra Madhyasta Sakala Suraseva Vasarado Jagannatha Swami Nayana Patagami Bhavatu Me Kripa Pala Bala Sajala Shreni Ruchiro Ramavani Rama Suri keru amuka surendra radha shruti gana shikagi tacharito jagadasani nayana bhagami bhavatu me Ataru gacha pati medita buddeva patalae stuti pradurbhava pratipadam upakanya sadaya daya sindhu bandhu sakala jagatam sindhu Sutaya Jaganata Swami Nayana Patagami Bhavatu Me Param Brahma Pina Kuvalaya Dalot Fulla Nayano Nivasi Nilado Nita charano nanta shirasi Rasanandi radha Sarasava puvalinga nasuko Jaganata swami Nayana patagami bhavatu me Jagannathastakam punyam yapate prayata shuchi sarva papa vishuddhatma vishnulokam sagacchati. We will just go to text 8, the first line reads Hara, you will sing with me please. Hara tvam samsaram Tutata namasaram surapate. O Master, thank you very much. O Master of godly beings, quickly deliver me, free me from this fleeting, it means it goes, it passes very quickly, meaningless worldly existence. O Master, quickly deliver me from this fleeting and meaningless worldly existence. And true to our Purushottamath habit, we will also chant this last verse and then Gaurvadana Dharam Vande. Once again. Govardhana Dharam Vande Gopalam Goparupinam
priyam.
Govind, everyone.
Govindam gopikya priyam.
One more time.
Govindam gopikya priyam.
Shri Purushottam Krishna ki jai. Shri Narada Muni ki jai. Shri Naradi ki jai. Shri Shri Radha Krishna ki jai. Shri Vrindavan Dham ki
jai. Jai Shri Radha.
Krishna. Thank you so much for showing up and participating so wholeheartedly in your singing, your chanting mantras, your thinking along. And remember, this particular story, which comes really, it's a little confidential, it comes at the end of this Purana, Narada Purana. It tells us, what if it's true that you're not the body, but you have a spiritual identity? Narada Muni got his eternal form in Goloka Dham, but he's also eternal in the world. He's a little different than us, Naradi. And yes, keep on hoping that if you approach the servants of Krishna, everything is possible, like Vrinda Devi. And perhaps this has also inspired you to sing more with understanding the beautiful daily prayers of the Tulsi prayer. I will end here. Thank you very much. I wish you a good rest of the evening and a restful night, and see you all tomorrow at our usual schedule. I thank you once again, and Hare Krishna, Hare Bol. Hare Krishna.